In today's other headlines, at least 16 of the Epstein files released Friday have disappeared from the Justice Department's website. One of them was a photograph of an array of pictures in a desk drawer, including one of President Trump. The Justice Department said the materials continue to be reviewed and redacted. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said it was not an attempt to shield Mr. Trump.
We don't have perfect information. And so when we hear from victims' rights groups about this type of photograph, we pull it down and investigate. We're still investigating that photo. The photo will go back up, and the only question is whether there will be redactions on the photo.
Blanche said that in the coming weeks, more material will be released. About a dozen gunmen opened fire at a pub in South Africa, killing at least 9 people and wounding 10. There's no known motive. The bar is in an area west of Johannesburg where illicit mining operations have led to a rise in gun violence. It's the second mass shooting in South Africa in 3 weeks. The country has one of the highest homicide rates in the world. It's been a week since that mass shooting in Australia targeting a Jewish celebration at the iconic Bondi Beach. Today, more than 10,000 people gathered to support the Jewish community and remember the 15 victims of the attack. The crowd paused for a minute of silence at 6:47 p.m., the exact time the massacre began. And today is the winter solstice, the first day of winter, and the day with the year's shortest period of daylight. As the sun rose this morning around the world, there were celebrations. At Stonehenge, thousands of people cheered and danced. And in the Egyptian city of Luxor, visitors stood watch as the sun aligned with the axis of an ancient temple. After today, daytime will get a little longer each day. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, schools using hip-hop to teach social-emotional skills, and how Christians around the world are celebrating this Christmas week.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.